This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today file his nomination from Varanasi constituency. Polling will be held in Varanasi in 7th and final phase of general elections, and today is the last day of filing nominations for this phase. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi and Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will hold a joint rally in favour of alliance candidate in Jhansi today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will campaign in Amethi. Later, the Samajwadi Party Chief will address a political rally in Jalaun district. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will also hold a rally in Jhansi. Today is the last date for filing nomination for 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha polls. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory in this phase. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in union territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and last phase. Scrutiny of the nominations will be done tomorrow. Friday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the 7th and last phase will be held on 1st June. Election Commission today said that the voter turnout in the 4th phase of Lok Sabha election, which was held yesterday, has been recorded 67.71%. In this phase, polling was held in 96 Lok Sabha seats, spread over 9 states and 1 union territory yesterday. Andhra Pradesh, which voted for both Lok Sabha and State Assembly, has recorded 78.25% turnout. Jammu and Kashmir recorded a poll percentage of 37.98%. Jharkhand saw 65.31% turnout and Madhya Pradesh recorded 70.98%. The polling percentage in Maharashtra was recorded at 59.64%, in Odisha 73.97%, Uttar Pradesh 58.05% and West Bengal at 78.44%. Former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister and Senior BJP leader Sushil Kumar Modi passed away in New Delhi yesterday. He breathed his last at AIIMS, New Delhi. He was battling with cancer. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief on the demise of Sushil Kumar Modi. In her condolence message, President Draupadi Murmu said, "The sudden demise of Sushil Modi is an irreparable loss." Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, "The untimely demise of Sushil Kumar Modi is a huge loss to the nation's socio-political landscape." Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Sushil Kumar Modi has made an invaluable contribution to the rise of BJP and its success in Bihar. Bihar Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar have also expressed deep grief over demise of senior BJP leader Sushil Kumar Modi." In Kerala, the state coastal police have taken into custody cargo vessel Sagar Yuvraj that hit and sunk a fishing boat during the wee hours yesterday. The mishap claimed the lives of 2 fishermen while 4 others were rescued by the ship's crew. Police said the cargo vessel will be taken to Cochin Port. A 57-year-old woman patient was charged to death when an ambulance carrying her caught fire on way to a hospital in Kozhikode early this morning. The patient was being shifted on a mobile ICU from one private hospital to another when the mishap took place. There was heavy rain in the area and the ambulance lost control and hit an electric post before catching fire. 6 others, including a doctor who were accompanying the patient, were injured in the mishap. In Arunachal Pradesh, the first edition of the Siang Biodiversity Meet 2024 is underway at Gobuk and Ram Singh villages in Upper Siang district. The week-long biodiversity meet, which started on May 12, will conclude on 18th of this month. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans have been knocked out of the playoff race after rain forced their match against Kolkata Knight Riders to be abandoned without a ball bowled at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad yesterday. Today, Delhi Capital will lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.